and welcome to UX Shortcast. Every day, I handpick the hottest articles from the last 24 hours to bring you the coolest and most exciting updates. Get ready for a quick yet catchy snapshot of what's new and buzzing in user experience. Ready to get inspired? Let's jump in. Today, on April 22nd, I have the pleasure of inviting you to another episode of UX Shortcast. The article titled, Make Product Design Great Again, discusses how digital product design has become predictable and uninspiring, similar to mass-produced houses lacking uniqueness. It highlights issues in design recruitment, where vague job descriptions and unrealistic expectations lead to a mismatch in hiring. The piece critiques the shift in design towards operational efficiency over creativity, with tools like Figma turning design into a management task rather than a creative endeavor. It argues for the need to prioritize true design skills and embrace specialists over generalists to enhance product quality. The article also criticizes the overuse of design systems that restrict innovation, suggesting a return to basics and a focus on user needs over process adherence. The piece titled, How Apple's iCloud-Shaped User Behavior, discusses how iCloud, a cloud storage system by Apple, has significantly influenced the way people handle their digital data. Introduced in 2011, iCloud replaced an older service called MobileMe and was designed to be more integrated and user-friendly. It offers 5GB of free storage, with more available for a fee, allowing users to effortlessly sync and back up their photos, documents, music, and apps across all Apple devices. This convenience, however, comes with a trade-off, as users must trust Apple with a lot of personal information, creating a balance between the benefits of easy access and potential privacy concerns. The service promotes a preference for convenience, subtly encouraging users to rely more on cloud storage despite these privacy risks. The article titled Subject, Looking for Design Feedback, Please, discusses the importance of feedback in design processes. It compares design reviews to court trials, highlighting how they can be intimidating but are essential for fostering critical thinking and improving design skills. The article suggests using templates for effective asynchronous feedback, which allows for thorough and thoughtful critiques without the immediate pressure often felt in live reviews. This approach can help designers refine their work and enhance their skills in a more constructive and less stressful environment. Thank you for listening, and I invite you to another dose of knowledge tomorrow.